Okay, Dominic, so we begin this week by talking about Hull Pirates' first regulation win. I imagine it's a good sense of relief that you've got at the moment.
Yeah, it really does feel like the monkey off the back, I guess you'd say. But, you know, it was a long time coming. We, as a team, I feel that we really deserved it this weekend. I think that we played a really, really solid, sound weekend of hockey. And, you know, it was a really good feeling to get the win at the end of it.
And, you know, it's taken till we knew it would be a slow start to this season with the rebuilding, building a new team completely. And it's taken until mid-November to get that first regulation win. Would you say that kind of reflects the good team spirit in place at Hull? You know, it's been a while coming, but still they've put their heads down, gritted determination, and finally got that result.
Yeah, I mean, the guys, you know, the guys have been working so hard, and it's just a good thing. And I just think that they, you know, they deserved it at the end of the day. It's been tough. It's been long. But at the same time, you know, everything we've done up to now has led into last night, into that win last night. So,
as off the ice, there was another change that was made last week. John Baston left the club, but a familiar face joined. Just talk through maybe why that decision was made.
Well, you know, there's a couple of different reasons, obviously. You know, like we said in the beginning, you know, John was a young guy and feel that the pressure kind of got to him at the end there. You know, we had a chance to go with an older guy and more experience in the room. And, you know, and this older guy would come in, and we know that, you know, he's going to make, you know, those routine saves that you know, we really needed. We feel in the previous games, but you know, I'm not taking anything away from John. He's a great goaltender, and you know, he's got a bright future. But at the same time, we just need something different, and it showed this weekend. You know, why we decided to go with that change, and his leadership already has been great in the room. You know, sitting down talking with him a little bit here and there, but. We really felt like we needed more of an older presence in the room. At the same time, you know, we really wanted to make sure that, you know, we weren't only getting the spectacular saves, but we were also getting the routine saves that can put us in a position to win, and that's exactly what happened, you know, throughout the weekend. I feel that we had a few defensive lapses, I would say, against Swindon, but you know, they're such a good team when they play at home, especially in their rink. It's very small. They know how to play. You know, but at the same time, he still gave us a chance to win that game. At the same time, we just, you know, we didn't capitalize on as many chances as they had. But as far as yesterday goes, you know, the win, you know, he made those key saves that we needed late in the game, and it gave us an opportunity, and we took advantage of it, which was huge. You know, the guys really pulled through.
Yeah, and you've spoke there about obviously the impact he has in the dressing room as well as on the ice. And you look at the stats from last night, he faced 38 shots and managed to get a near 95% save percentage. And like you said, it's the routine save that you're after as well.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, I imagine as well as form carrying on throughout the season, his presence as well is going to be quite key to the whole back line and the whole team, or the team as a whole.
Well, yeah, I mean, the thing with him, too, is he hasn't been playing. You know, he's not in game mode right now, but to be able to see how he played, you know, not being in game mode, it's going to be really exciting to see what he is in the next couple of weeks. So, but, yeah, like I said, I mean, we have no doubt that this was the right decision for the organization. And you know, we didn't have a doubt from the beginning. And, you know, it might have been a shock to a lot of people, but at the same time, you know, we're behind the scenes, so you know, Shane's got a great knowledge of the game, you know, for being around it for the past 6 years, 7 years. He's got, you know, kids playing it as well. So he studies the game as well as the knowledge that I've brought. And we just decided together we needed to make a change for the better of the organization, and we believed in it from the beginning, and that's what you know, that's what we did. So,
and the win, that final, you know, that first regulation win, I'm sure will be the first of many, came against a team who were top going into that game. Just how much of a confidence booster is that, beating a team that are that high up in the league and kind of maybe telling yourself that you can go and beat anyone in this league?
Right. Well, I mean, all of our wins have come against the better teams too. We seem to rise to that occasion. We're young and we're going to have lapses like we have in the past, and it's gonna be like that every once in a while. But the thing is, the way that we bounced back and showed the resilience and just the work ethic of, you know what, yeah, okay, so what? You know, we had a lapse last weekend, but we're not going to let it bother us now, and we're just going to get back to work. And that's just what we have to keep doing. We're not, we talked about it in the room. We were really happy to get the win, obviously, but we're not satisfied. You know, we wanted two wins this weekend, and we thought that we had a chance to get two wins this weekend. So that's something that we are working towards.
And we look ahead to the next fixtures, the two games on the road for Hull this weekend. There's no home fixture. Saturday night takes you to Guildford. Sunday night takes you to Telford. Maybe it's that, you know, good performances against those top teams, with the maybe momentum coming in as well from this weekend. Is this the weekend that you're hoping to close that gap? Because there is only 3 points between you and ninth place Bracknell now.
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's going to be a tough task. There's two very good teams we're going in to see, and as of right now, they're both playing really good hockey, especially Telford. You know, they came out with a tough start, but they've won, what, 4 out of the last 5 games. We're going to try not to look too far ahead to Telford because we still have Guildford the night before, but it's a tough rink to play in yet again. But at the same time, I feel that we played good hockey against both those teams. So at the same time, yeah, well, we hope to take as much as we can. But at the same time, you know, we just got to make sure that we're focusing on one shift at a time, one game at a time.